This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie, you're going to have 30 women in their dresses drinking White Claw and bitching about their husbands.
You think that's what they're doing?
Yes.
Their husbands in the
this
same
is,
house.
This is not a build him up club at all. This is a tear that sucker down.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
Hello? Is this thing on? Hello? Holy hell, you guys. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie morning show, Alice 105.9. Here we are, and BJ's not here. He's not here. And I don't know where he is. I just have no idea. No, I do. All right, so here's what went down, and I'll just tell you the truth now, early, and then later I'll just be like, oh, BJ's not feeling well, and I won't give all the details, but right now I'll just give you all the details. So here's how it went down. So yesterday, or Saturday, I think it was, I guess he was on the, this is what I'm just hearing secondhand from him and from the boss. He was on the phone with the boss, and he was talking about, like, let's do this, let's do that. he was going like that.
He was hacking up a lung?
Yeah, he was, but it was, he wasn't hacking anything up. It was just a weird, like, dry cough. And so the boss is like, what is that? And he's like, oh, I don't know. I've just had this. You get it. I don't have to keep doing that. But anyway, he's like, I've just had this since Friday when I got home. I can't stop coughing. And so then the boss is like, dude, you can't come in if you have a dry cough like that, right?
Exactly. Because he just got over a sickness.
Exactly. And so he said, yeah, but I don't have a fever. And he's like, well, do you have body aches and stuff? And he's like, well, you know, I always have that. And so the boss is like, well, it's not really, you know, funny. We have to keep you home until we figure out what to do.
Yeah.
And so BJ's not that happy about the situation. I just want you all to know he wants to be here. But the boss said, it was that an abundance of caution? Is that what they say? That was my text.
Okay, yeah.
In an abundance of caution, we're going to keep him home. So I said, you know what? We'll give it a try. I haven't done this damn show by myself ever, so I feel like I can do it, and I'll give it a try. But Carson's here.
Yep, I'm here.
And then Shmadil's here.
I am.
And something smells like it's burning.
It seriously does. I think it's the building, though. I think, like, not the building's on fire, but I think it's the when it heats up.
Uh-huh.
It's the heater. I think it's the heater.
Do you smell
the HVAC?
I don't smell anything in here.
You don't?
Come here,
no.
Come in here.
Yeah, right. Come in here real
come
quick.
Come in here.
It does smell like...
Oh, my God. It literally smells like...
I don't see any smoke.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a heater.
Okay. It's the HVAC, right?
Yeah. Okay, okay, but I turned it down to cold. Like, oh, all right. It'll be fine.
We're just going to try and figure it out.
Fine. Like, really. Oh, and that's another thing. So I got here this morning, and they have sealed off the double doors on what side would that be?
The north.
South.
Yeah. Yeah, south.
Yeah, because it faces Colorado Springs. Yeah.
It's going good so far.
Anyway, they sealed off the doors. Isn't that like a fire hazard?
You said they had like a, they're locked?
Yeah, they're deadbolted.
What? You can't do that.
I don't think you can.
No, it sounds illegal to me.
No one's going anywhere.
I mean, like, what if there was a fire and let's say the fire truck pulled up on that side?
Oh, they yeah, they couldn't get in. They'd yeah. have to go around.
Yeah.
No, they would
they'd
just
have to redo
the
their
windows.
Hose and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. They'd wind back up the hose. Like, okay, bumpadita. I don't know. It's just very odd. The whole thing is odd. All right, we got lots to get to. Let's go ahead and play the latest numbers here in Colorado for what we have going on with the coronavirus.
All right, here we go.
The health department is reporting 2,307 positive cases, 326 people hospitalized. The virus has now reached 46 counties. 14,470 people have been tested. There have been 47 deaths and 10 outbreaks at residential and non-hospital healthcare facilities.
Yeah, it's and I didn't watch the president talk. Maybe you did. Did you watch it?
I did, a little bit.
Did he change his mind and say a different date?
Yeah, so he extended the social distancing to April 30th.
Oh, April 30th?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, because everybody was kind of ticked off at him, I have to be honest with you. Because he said like next week or something.
Well, he said Easter. He expected all of us to be able to go back to normal or almost normal on Easter.
Yeah, so I knew that was a big blowback on that. All right, we're getting started. We're taking your text live in the studio at 51059. If you have anything that you want to just get off your chest. I know a lot of you are going stir crazy. I went to Walgreens yesterday just to get a damn basketball.
What? They sell basketballs at Walgreens?
Why would you use... Walgreens are small, right?
Yeah.
Why would you use up that much shelf space for basketballs?
It must be a hot item.
It must be. That's a wide item for a shelf. You know what I mean? Anyway. All right. I don't know. You're listening to BJ and Jamie. Good luck.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, it's BJ and Jamie here. BJ is not here. Now, I want to tell you one thing. He's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. He has a dry cough, and our boss is like, don't come in because, you know, you just... It's so weird right now.
Just taking precaution. You have to.
You do. And I don't know if any of you did this, but over the weekend, did y'all like keep thinking you were sick?
Yes.
What is that? It's making me crazy. It is. I'm like, oh God. Oh, man. Do I have it?
And one, I will tell you, Saturday night, I had like a coughing episode and out of the blue, like nothing. I know I just got over like a semi-cold.
Right.
But it was the weirdest thing ever. And I was hacking up a lung. I couldn't stop. And I was in bed and my wife was like,
oh no.
Do you need to like go outside? What's the deal with you?
Really?
Oh, it was bad. I thought I was going to die. It was that bad.
I know. And I keep doing that too. And then I think, no, I'm not sick. And then I'm like, wait, you know what? My shoulder hurts. And do you remember when I was telling you that my wrist hurt?
Yeah.
Remember? And I thought it was because the drill had like snapped.
Oh, yeah. You tweaked it a little
bit? Yeah. Well, there's this guy and his whole family here in Denver is quarantined. They're all quarantined. They all tested positive. The mom, the dad, and the kids. But they're fine. They're fine, but they just tested. But he said one of his symptoms was that his wrist hurt.
Really? Just out of nowhere? Like, but at least you tweaked yours.
But I was like, yeah, but then it was even hurting later, like yesterday. I was like, oh my God, I have it. I have it. And then the other weird thing, and I don't know if anybody else saw this, and I thought, oh my God, nobody's going to believe me because it's such a weird story. But I was watching CNN because I really like to be terrified and the drama that CNN gives me, right? I want to know that it's all just gloom and doom and we're all going to die because that's basically what CNN tells you.
Why do you want to know that? Why do you want to live in that world?
Just because it's just so funny. I go back and forth like how different Fox and CNN is. It's like Fox is like, we're all going to be okay. It's great. The president's awesome. And
rainbows, puppy dogs.
Exactly. And CNN is like, oh my God, we're all going to die. And there's semi-trucks with refrigerators that are going to pick up dead bodies. You know, like it's just really dramatic. And so anyway, I forgot. What was I talking about before that?
Your wrist hurting.
Yeah, thanks. Sorry. Anyway, so the weirdest story was they went, and these are sad stories, and I'm not making light of it. I'm just telling you how CNN, in my opinion, is. So they went to this nursing home in the East and they were talking because all the people had, a lot of them had passed away. Right. And so the lady, the news anchor, and I don't know if anybody can back me up because I'm not crazy. Well, but anyway, she said one of the things that you said that you noticed about all these patients is that they had red eyes. Right. We heard that.
Yep.
But here's where it gets different. She said, no, when I said red eyes, everybody misunderstood me. It's not the iris that's red. She said the outside and the eyelid gets red.
Oh, so like the outer part of your...
Yeah.
Really?
How did we get all that so wrong? Have you heard that?
No, I haven't heard. I just heard the red eyes from you.
But and didn't
I,
you think it... Because we remember we were all looking at each
like
other's
bloodshot.
Eyes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I was thinking,
but
too.
But we were all looking at each other's eyes. So isn't that weird?
It's super weird.
Can you try to find it so I... just make sure I'm not crazy.
I definitely remember seeing it with you not talking about it, like just somewhere on the internet about how red eyes is an indicator of coronavirus.
Right, but we thought it was the iris.
Right.
Because we're looking at each other's eyes. No, I'm saying that the lady yesterday on CNN said it's your eyelid and around the eyes.
Oh, that's creepy.
How come I'm the only one that knows about it?
I don't know, because I'm trying not to play into what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, if I get a body ache, I'm like, wait, what is that? Is it? Do I need to get a test right now?
Oh, you know what I feel really bad about? Is all these people are texting right now saying their wrists are hurting. Oh, God. Look what
See?
I just did.
That's exactly what you're spreading it.
Oh, my God. I'm part of the propaganda. I know, right? Sorry. I'm just saying that the guy here in Denver, he said his wrist hurt. It was really weird. And it was, oh, how odd, Jamie, my left wrist from my elbow down. Also ached terribly over the weekend. I actually wondered if it was a symptom. It's not. It's
yeah, were you doing just any physical labor whatsoever? Okay, did you sleep on it wrong?
Oh, my God.
So apparently the puffy eye thing is related to coronavirus. It says conjunctivitis is an inflammation of the membrane covering the eyeball. So that's like around the outside of your eye.
Yeah.
And it's often referred to as pink eye. So basically, you look like you have pink eye. Your eyes get really puffy.
Oh.
And
yeah, and because didn't we all, like, we all thought it was just the red eye, like,
yeah,
your
like
eyes.
You're a stoner or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like you're baked out of your mind.
So like every day we thought Dylan was. Let's see here. Somebody said this. Oh my God, my left wrist has been hurting for 4 days.
See, you need to stop. You need to stop with that.
And Jamie, you're saying the iris, it's the sclera. Okay.
Now everyone's going to be looking at their eyes in the mirror like, are they puffy?
Well, I know because it's early and mine are, I feel like mine are puffy. Look, oh my, and my wrist hurts.
Oh, no.
Hey, we're going to take a little break, but when we come back, I want to talk about our viewing party because it was hilarious.
Oh, it was awesome.
It was so good, right?
It was a good time, yeah. We had a lot of people, too.
And congratulations for putting that together,
Schmidel,
because that was amazing. What did we watch again?
Tiger King.
Yeah. How many episodes did you finish at?
We cranked all of them out, man.
I am so mad that they did that. They all said, I could only do two. You only did one.
I only did one because I had to order. I ordered wings and I had to go pick them up.
And I couldn't ignore my kid for more than two episodes.
You just make him watch it.
Yeah.
Some of that stuff, you guys, I had to turn it down.
Oh, it gets really twisted later.
Yeah, it does.
All right, we'll talk about it when we come back.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Here we go. Here's the thing. We want to talk about this Tiger King. Hey, for all of you that, can you turn that down just a hit? Thank you. For all of you that did the viewing party, how funny was that?
It was awesome.
Oh, my God. You know what was hard, though? I have to be honest, and I'm sorry if you didn't do it with us. It was Schmidel's idea. Brilliant, buddy.
I appreciate it. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, good job. It was awesome.
It was awesome. So Schmidel had this idea because if you don't know, Netflix now has this new feature and it's called what? Viewing party or something?
Netflix watch party.
Yep.
Thanks. All right. Yeah. And so you can go and pick your favorite shows and watch them with all your friends just to keep, you know, kind of.
Keep you busy. Yeah, keep you occupied.
Yeah. Talk with your friends.
So it was great. And I thought, well, I don't know if anybody's going to do this, whatever. But man, there's a lot of people.
I'm so glad you jumped on because I was a little worried. I was like, oh, Jamie's not going to come.
Well, the only way I did it is because I have a 13-year-old.
Oh, and he hooked you up?
And he hooked me up.
I texted him on Friday like, hey, you need to do this for your mom.
That is so, this is a true story. So my kid comes downstairs, right? He's like, so what's going on Saturday night? And I go, what are you talking about? He's like, so you're having a viewing party? I go, how do you know this? He goes, because Schmidel just texted me to make sure that I hook up the computer.
That's hilarious.
I knew you wouldn't be able to do it.
No, that's a great move. That's a veteran move right there. He knows you.
I was like, oh, that's a little insulting, but yet accurate. So anyway, it was Schmidel's idea. We all got on Netflix on Saturday night all at the same time. And we watched that train wreck known as the Tiger King.
Oh, here, kitty, kitty. Mama's got some treats for you. Oh, here, kitty, kitty.
Oh, my God.
You can't find this taste in the.
It was so. I mean, okay, first of all, I had to watch it because I had to be cool. Because everybody's watching it, right?
Yeah. You don't want to miss out on it.
And I don't feel like there's not a person on this planet that hasn't heard about Tiger King.
Exactly,
yeah. Yeah, you know, it just seems like every. And so I thought, God, you know, you're doing the show, you got to kind of watch the damn show because everybody's talking about it except for you. And then when the salespeople start talking about it, I was like, I'm way cooler than them.
So, they don't know what's hip.
Right, so I got to watch it. So I watched it on this Netflix viewer party with all you guys, and it is... When everybody talks about it being a train wreck and you can't stop watching, I thought everybody was exaggerating a little bit. But the fact that that girl gets her arm just chewed off and nobody gives a rat's ass is weird.
They don't even care at all.
They don't care at all. Yeah. It's about his money.
Yeah, he's wild. Like, I'm never going to recover this from this financially. I'm like, are you? You don't care about your employee?
At all.
That could potentially sue you and probably should sue you.
And the fact that they had her on, you know, camera... And she's like staring.
She had a good case.
And she's going into shock, obviously. And they're filming it. Like, why wouldn't somebody put that camera down? You know?
It just blows your mind.
It does. Like, I could never sit there still with a camera while somebody's arm just got chewed off by a tiger.
No, it wasn't even shaking. Like, the camera guy wasn't even phased at all.
Didn't care.
Oh, my God. It was... You guys got to see this show. It is stupid. And then the fact that you both told me that my 13-year-old kid can watch it. No, you're wrong. You're wrong. I turned down the whole... The menage a trois stuff.
Oh, that got
a little weird.
So basically, in case you don't know what this whole Tiger King is about, it's about these people that raise tigers for petting zoos, right?
Yeah.
But one chick says that she is a rescue operation.
Yes.
And so she goes after these petting zoo places. I mean, big time. She just goes after them. Well, now they all want to kill her.
Yes.
And am I missing anything?
No. They just fight between each other, and it's really weird that Joe Exotic is the only one in jail because everyone in that show is guilty of everything they're accused of. Well,
and the guy that he teams up with eventually, I won't give anything away if you haven't seen it.
I've only seen two.
But he's a convicted felon, so is the other guy. Like, everyone's been in and out of jail.
All of them.
Yeah. I don't know.
And Carol's doing the same thing. She's taking money. She's exploiting those animals just like they are.
I know.
She just calls it a sanctuary. They're in cages.
I don't like Carol.
No one likes Carol. How about the fact that someone at the viewing party named their little...
their
icon,
nickname?
Yeah. Carol Baskin.
I know.
That was so good. Funny. They're role playing.
I feel like everybody that didn't see it is like, what are you guys talking about?
Oh, you missed out.
Yeah.
By the way, it says we don't have Netflix, so we couldn't join.
Oh.
Well, let me tell you, because I didn't know how this works, so I didn't want anybody to see like my email or anything like that. You know, you can join for 30 days for a free trial.
Oh, they're doing that now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice. That's what I saw. So I don't know I don't know the rules, but maybe you just go in there and...
Why not?
The free trial, and then don't forget to cancel.
Then hop on the watch party.
Yeah, exactly. And then you guys kept going. You watched them all.
We cranked all of them out, man. They just wanted to keep going, and we figured out the little glitch that we had the error, whatever, that happened between episode 1 and 2.
Yeah.
As long as people don't click on next episode, it doesn't skip to episodes, so... We figured that out. It was a good time.
It was...
There was like 8 of us that went all the way through.
Look
really?
At you.
Yeah.
What time were you up till?
How many hours was
that? 5.5 hours for the total runtime. Yeah.
You got a lot of time on your hands.
Yeah.
Huh?
You guys sat there together for 5.5 hours?
We were up till 12:30.
Oh,
we started at 7.
God, that's so crazy.
Hey, you're practicing social distancing. I love it.
Yeah, that is true. Man, that is crazy. 5.5 hours. I couldn't even sit there because I wanted to kind of do it on my own time, and I had to watch it with you. Not had to, but like, I wanted to go get a cocktail at one point. And I was like, I can't because we all have to be here. And then I was like, and then my pretend boyfriend was on there.
Yeah, I saw that.
He watched until episode 3.
He did?
Yeah, even after you left, he kept watching with us for a little bit.
He watched it without you.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
He didn't mention that. He did?
He was probably hoping you wouldn't find out.
I mean, he might have just left his computer on and walked away, but he didn't log off until after episode 3.
No, he definitely watched it.
Yeah.
How could you not watch it?
That's a good point.
So if you saw on the live watch Spanky from San Diego, that's my pretend boyfriend, and so I told him to get on there, but I don't know. Isn't that one of those relationship rules?
My wife would literally kill me
exactly.
If I watched any of our shows without her.
Exactly.
And if I do, I don't tell her.
And I'm the one that invited him, and he'd never even heard of it.
He's never heard of it?
He's like, I heard something. He goes, that sounds weird. That's too weird for me. I'm like, somebody had a question, which is this a true story? And that it is.
Yes.
And that's why it's so hard to explain, because this guy, the reason why they have so much footage is that he filmed everything. He just filmed everything. And so that's why we have footage of the girl in her arm. And he always had camera crews on his location, at his location.
He did a TV show on the internet, everything.
Yeah, so I don't know. Let's see here. Basically, there isn't any of the main characters that are good people. They're all horrible people. And in the end, the biggest sufferer of all was the poor animals. Yeah, that was a little brutal, that first scene. With all those animals?
Yeah. Dude, it gets way worse.
Wait till you get to episode 5.
Yeah. I don't know if I can... Really? Because that first...
Five is really when the crazy starts to come out. You thought it was crazy now?
Yeah, I did.
You haven't seen anything yet.
I'm only into 2.
Oh, yeah. You need to get on that.
They get through the whole Carol Baskin stuff, and then they just introduce all this other stuff. You're like, where did this even come from?
How did this guy come from?
Yeah. It was hard to follow anyway, because there's so many different... I'm like, wait, is that guy? And then after you've had your, like... fifth, whatever I was having.
White claw.
I'm like, wait, what couple is that?
What is going on right now?
And then one of the guys I did see, and I posted it, but he got new teeth, so that is fantastic.
Oh, I know. Yeah. He got upgraded.
He's supposed to be real hot now.
Yeah, so that's great.
Real hot.
Now, the last thing I'll cover on this, especially because I feel really bad if you haven't heard about it and you're left out right now, but... So we were duped. He's not a singer, or he's not, like, what was that story?
Yeah, so throughout the whole documentary, they have, like, these music videos that he put up on YouTube, and I guess he wrote all of them, but he didn't sing in any of them, and he just fake sings it. It's supposed to be, like, that Milli Vanilli thing.
Shut up. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, we're totally duped. It's not him at all. I mean,
thought it was him.
Is that him in the videos?
Yeah, it's him singing in the video.
What is that sound?
Hold on.
Okay. What was that? Whoa.
I don't know. That was weird.
What was just... What
okay,
happened?
I think we're good.
What was that?
It was one of our mics.
That was Jesus. Said, stop talking about this damn thing because you're just talking about. A lot of people haven't seen it, and they are not interested in what the hell you're saying right now. That's what I feel like. Hey, I also want to talk about this, and I want to hear your comments at 51059. Okay, and that is, maybe I'm the only creepy person. Is anybody else like kind of scoping out the news anchors' houses?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially the weather girl, who's Jessica LaBelle on Fox 31. She's always doing it from her basement. I was like, is that your basement? Is that really your basement?
Okay, because I feel creepy and I feel like kind of a bitch because I'm analyzing him so much.
I'm totally doing it,
but
too.
But Kyle Clark has the worst house on the planet.
I haven't caught his.
No, she's obsessed with it. That's all she talks about.
I just don't get it. I don't get Kyle Clark's house. All right, so if you don't know, we're talking about the news anchors, right? They all are sequestered, if you will, to their houses. And so they do the news reports from their houses. Well, I kind of like try to get them to move a little bit so I can see around them and stuff. So... Everybody, like, Aristea's house, gorgeous. You know it's gorgeous. She has crown molding that's, like, times 3. Like, I don't even know what kind of crown molding.
She has this entryway. It's like gold eagles coming at a point and stuff.
Right? Like, diamonds on the wall. I mean, Aristea's house is just perfect, and it's meticulous. Who else was there? There was another one, and her house was perfect, too. All the women, they know how to set up the shot. They totally know how to set up the shot when they're doing a live shot. And their houses look fantastic. Like last night, one of the weather girls, she was outside in front of her fireplace.
Oh, yeah.
Smart.
Danielle Grant has been doing it from Nine. She's been doing it on her like back porch.
Yeah, it's just perfect. So chicks get how to set the mood and the... Kyle Clark, I will tell you. Okay, here's the thing. I feel like Kyle Clark's a little cocky, right? And I like him. Don't get me wrong. I like him. But I feel like he would be the guy, you know, kind of like, this is my house. I'm puffed up, right?
He's a little smug.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's not. He's like in a weird basement. And there's this circle behind him, an old brick that has wood in it. And then he has like an old creepy, like, I don't know, like his great grandpapa's leather couch in the corner.
It's like this brown, it's a brown, off brown red.
I feel like it has cigarette holes in it. Is anybody with me? Anybody?
Definitely
anybody?
Not something you want to be showing off. I know. That's for sure.
Right? I'm just saying. It's like, and then I think, God, you're such a bitch for just analyzing these poor people that are bringing us the news.
Yeah, but we're guys. You think his wife would help him out a little bit.
That's what I was wondering.
If my wife saw me on a live shot or something like that, and I just had, I don't know, drapes or like even a comforter hanging in the background covering a window.
It's, yeah, it's a half window and it has like grandma curtains, like weird, creepy grandma curtains in the half window.
My wife would be like, stop embarrassing me.
Exactly. That's what makes me think that Kyle Clark's wife doesn't like him. Yep.
Because she's just putting them on blast.
She's like, you know what? Just go ahead in the basement and with that weird couch with the cigarette burns.
You could be right.
She's just like, I don't care. Or he said, it's fine. I don't know, but something weird with Kyle Clark's whole situation. All right, I'm going to finish this up. I had one last thing to tell you. By the way, in case you're wondering where BJ is, he is still employed, happily, but the boss made him stay at home because he was hacking up a lung. Now, let me just tell you something. Was it not BJ saying everybody was faking it?
He did.
Remember?
He totally did.
Yeah, yep. He said about Hubba Hubbard. He's like, oh, that was real convenient.
I like to go on a European vacation, then come back and be quarantined for 14 days.
Exactly. He said it about Amber. He's like, everybody's using it as an excuse. So I don't know if he was coughing to pretend or if he really is coughing. See, that's the problem. What do they call that? Wolf? Something wolf?
Crying wolf.
Yes!
Yeah.
Friends, we had it right here live.
We have proof. Hopefully we don't have proof.
All right, let me just give you this last story. Here is a New Yorker. So you know how everybody in Italy, they're all getting on their balconies and they're all singing and it's beautiful. I mean, it's been amazing.
Yeah, the videos have been cool.
They've been great. Well, this poor bastard in New York, he tries to do the Italy thing and it goes terribly wrong. Here it is.
He starts singing, not even 2 seconds in.
I know. So I'll play it again. But what happens is he starts to sing. 2 seconds in, they yell at him to shut up.
Instantly.
Oh my God, they're so mean. All right, here it is again. Shut the up. All right, there you go. Tumblr trash.
Tornado trivia.
Right.
Holy hell, it's that time already?
It's that time, right?
No, we are just
like crazy
long. All right, here we go. Here is your question. By the way, the first person to get it at 51059, you get a family 4-pack of toilet paper.
And everyone needs toilet paper.
Oh my God, it's so bad, isn't it? It's so bad. There's only like Kleenex.
Actually, that's you know what? I went to King Supers. They had toilet paper yesterday, and it was 10 a.m.
Oh, nice.
Why didn't you text us?
It was crazy. You need some?
Well, yeah.
I'll hook you up with
something. Putting a letter on the fan page.
Did you see my pile of socks?
You got a lot of wipe right there.
All right, anyway, go ahead and give it to me.
All right, here's your question. So Walmart is seeing an increase in selling what? It's an item. They are selling out of these. They're increased in selling what now?
Okay, first person, 51059. Good luck.
BJ and Jamie.
Tornado trivia.
All right. I think we have Mish.
Wait, hold on. Dylan just said, yeah, his name is Mish. I think he's Russian.
Thanks for describing
I'm sure
that for
us.
I was like, what? All right, anyway, let's talk to Mish. Hey, Mish, how are you? Mish?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Are you Russian?
My name is not Mish, by the way. It's Nish. Nishan.
Michonne.
Michonne. Okay.
Yep.
You're not Russian. That's not a Russian name.
No.
Schmidl got that way off.
I'm not even kidding. He literally walked in here and said, it's Mish the Russian. Like, what the hell is going on? Yeah, sorry about that. All right. Carson's going to give you the question. Here it is.
All right, Mish. So Walmart is selling a lot of these. They actually have a run on them. What are they?
Tops, apparently.
Yeah, not bottoms, just tops.
That's what I saw. Yep. I feel like that's a fake story.
I heard the headline a couple of days ago. So.
Yeah, I did too. I feel like it's a fake story, don't you?
I don't know. I have no connection with Walmart so whatsoever, so.
I feel like you don't even care, Mish.
He's like, just give me my toilet paper, right?
I feel like he doesn't even care. All right. Congratulations, Mish. You got a family 4-pack.
Thank you.
Welcome. Have a great day.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, my God. It doesn't even feel like a Monday. I don't even know what day it is. It's a crazy time, isn't it?
I think we're all in the same boat, yeah.
What day is it? I mean, like, I know it's Monday, but what, March?
Oh, it's the 30th.
Okay.
It's the 30th. We got one more day till April.
Literally, I don't even know. It's just been so crazy.
At this point, it's just day.
It is. It really is very odd. All right. If you're wondering, and I hate to make it even more odd for everybody, because I know one of the things that y'all really liked is that BJ and I were here and we made you feel normal. And so now it's really off because obviously our leader, our grand poobah, the man, the myth, the king,
the legend.
BJ Harris is not here. And so I know it gets awkward and it's weird because, you know, we're all in a groove. We all know how each other works. And so now we're just trying to pull this crap out of our butt right now and just hope it, you know, sticks. So I apologize for that. But BJ's going to be fine. He has a dry cough and then the boss said, don't come in.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling one coming on too.
No, you don't.
I'm just saying I'd like to sleep in my own.
You're talking yourself into having one.
I'm feeling like if we all got one, we could just play best of, and, you know, get
be quarantined for 14 days.
Because you know what? There is a ripoff factor. We've talked about this before when you're essential, if you will, and then your friends are like at home. I'm kind of pissed off right now. I'm not going to lie. Like he gets to just stay at home, like and just lay there. And just eat and just drink his tea.
And take 17 naps a day.
Exactly. In the meantime, you know, we have to still like go to bed at a certain time, wake up at a certain time, all that crap. But no. So. Anyway. All right. There's something really, really creepy going on right now. Really super duper creepy. How about this? Do we have time to play it now or do you want to take a break and then play it?
No, we can play it.
Okay, all right. So here's the deal. There is, it's totally creepy, and it's all these people here in Colorado, you guys, acting like they're cops. Listen to this.
Men in reflective vests wave drivers off the road, funneling them into a roadblock on the west end of Greeley. Detectives say the men were impersonating police and threatened the drivers with a COVID-19 citation for being out on the road. At that same time in Erie, Colorado, a woman saw flashing lights in her rearview mirror. The man was posing as a police officer and told the woman to return home due to Colorado's stay-at-home order. The man then reportedly followed her to her home before leaving the area. Erie PD says this was not their officer. Then last week in Aurora, a woman was pulled over by a vehicle with red and blue flashing lights, and she too was questioned for being out.
He did ask her for her driver's license, and she gave it to him, and then he gave it back and just told her she was free to leave.
Aurora police say it's important to note they are not pulling random cars over to question drivers about where they're going. They're also not demanding drivers provide proof that they're an essential employee.
Follow your senses to keep yourself safe.
Isn't that crazy?
So weird.
And there's so many of them. And so, okay, so far we have Weld County and Greeley. Let's see here. What else? Erie, blah, blah. A woman was on her way to work at 7 a.m. when she was pulled over by a black vehicle with flashing emergency lights on East County Line Road. Also, there was one in Aurora. It's a dark-colored Ford Crown Victoria equipped with red and blue emergency lights near East 6th Avenue in Havana. And the scary part about all this is they're pulling over women and they're getting their addresses because it's on their driver's license.
Yeah, they're getting all their personal information, yeah. Their social security number, too. And the one in Greeley is really creepy, especially because the guy was wearing uniform, but he was wearing a gas mask.
He was?
Yes. Can you imagine someone walking up to your car with a gas mask on?
Yeah. And then the one girl, she said that she would stop forever and they were asking her all these questions. So here's the thing. And I mean, I think like a lot of us, like, what the hell do you do? It's a Crown Victoria, right? And it has blue and red lights. And you know that the cops have those. So they're saying that they understand what's going on right now. And so go ahead and just take a little more time to pull over. Go to somewhere well lit that's public. You know, like, I don't care if it's 7-11. Or something, call 911, ask dispatch if they have somebody behind you.
Oh, if you can pull into a gas station, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, they said try for a police station or a fire station, but I don't know where like, right?
How often you're gonna be driving by a police station?
Yeah, so that is like super duper scary. It says if you find yourself in a similar situation, police say it's best to acknowledge the stop by activating your hazards, drive to the nearest police or fire station or public location, and call 911. So this is crazy. By the way, over the weekend, I don't know if y'all knew this, but there's a lot of fake news going on.
A ton, especially on Facebook.
Yeah, right? I mean, do you remember some of the stuff you saw? Because because I'm from Illinois, I'm on a lot of group chats about Illinois and different websites. There was this whole thing about Illinois, about how they have like bodies on gurneys, they're dead bodies on gurneys outside the hospitals.
Just laying there?
Yeah, and it was from, and this is the sad part, it was from a nurse's, like it was a group of nurses' Facebook page. And they were spreading this stuff, and it's none of it was true.
Well, and I mean, just as a being a person, I mean, we would understand that, and I don't know, we kind of believe it because it is coming from a nurse's organization.
Facebook page, right? Yeah. So I saw that, and that was super creepy. And then here's the other thing I don't understand. I don't want to get political because you guys know I'm not political. I don't give a rat's ass about all that. But here's what I don't understand, and maybe somebody could explain it to me. And by the way, 51059 is our text number. But here's the thing. So Cuomo said, and you know I love him. He said, listen, we do have 200 vents and they're in storage until we need them. But we don't need them right now. Well, then why am I watching all these people beg and cry that they need vents? I saw a lady from Queens and she's like, oh my God, people are dying because we don't have vents. But Cuomo then just said that he has 200 in storage. Can somebody explain that to me?
That doesn't make sense at all.
Don't get it at all.
Right? I'm confused. Am I seeing this stuff wrong?
No, it's all over. And we don't know what to believe.
Yeah, I don't either. But the weirdest part about my addiction is I'm like, okay, I'm turning off TV. I'm turning it off. And I'll turn it off and I'll do other stuff. And I'll like walk around. But then I like get anxiety that something big's happening and I don't know what it is. Do y'all do that?
You get the FOMO that you're actually missing out on something.
Yeah. Do you do that, Schmidil?
All the time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I'm getting fatigued because I'm constantly looking at the news and trying to figure out what's real and what's not real.
I totally agree with you.
And then you go down this wormhole and then you start figuring out other stuff or stumbling upon other stuff that isn't real.
And I don't know what's real and what's not.
It's just a big circle.
All right. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to play a game. We never get to play a game when BJ's here. So I thought we'd try to play a game.
When dad's gone?
When dad's gone. Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's called the Game of Honesty. So here's what we want you to do, okay? 303-22-ALICE is our phone number. Y'all aren't doing anything, so you can call. 303-22-ALICE. It's called the Game of Honesty. We want to hear the last time you showered, the last time you changed clothes.
Yes.
How much weight you've gained. We want to hear it all. Oh, just go ahead and confess it. 303-22-ALICE.
BJ and Jamie.
What was that?
Megan Trainor. Nice to meet you.
Oh, that was pretty good.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. All right. Yeah, that was Megan Trainor. All right. So here's the deal. You know, BJ's not here. He has a cough. And I was like, oh, we'll play a really fun game. The Game of Honesty. Where the last time you showered and when's the last time you changed clothes? Well, here's what I figured out, y'all. Apparently, you all are showering and changing clothes because that's what everybody's saying. No, I'm like, we can't even play a game. None of you are none of you are me.
They're lying. All those people are liars.
No, listen, here's what they're saying. Really? I take a shower every day. Gross, Jamie. Okay, that's fine. Somebody said, I'm an essential worker right now. I showered last night and getting ready for my shift at the hospital right now. Even though I'm working, I somehow gained 4 pounds. Well, at least she's honest. Right?
So yeah.
Let's see here. I'm a nurse, so I'm an essential employee. I shower at least 3 times a day because I shower when I get up to go to work. I shower at the hospital before I head home. Then I exercise or walk the dog and I shower again. That's a 3-time shower right there. Somebody else said, I'm still working. I'm an essential government employee. I work out every day and I haven't gained a pound. Okay, Karen.
Shut up. No one wants to hear that.
I know, right? Because I'm just going to be honest with you. I left here Friday, right? I put on my comfy clothes. That's what I call them. I put on my comfy clothes.
Elastic waistband?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
In fact, they're so, I'm so chubby that the string has fallen out of them and they fit.
I'm not saying anything.
I didn't know if I should laugh at that or not. Or...
We already laughed, so.
I'm not even kidding. That's right. The string fell out of them and they still fit. Woo! Winner.
Yeah, but that's so comfy.
It is, yes. Oh. So Friday, you know, we just chilled. We didn't do much. I ate a lot of food. And then Saturday, and I seem to be drinking a lot too. I'm just going to be honest, like a lot. So I'm going to be the only honest person. Didn't shower, drank a lot, ate a lot. I bought ice cream. I ate it. I never eat ice cream ever.
Ooh, what kind did you get?
Was those bunny cones. They're little cones with, you know, chocolate in them. Like they're, what's that, waffle cone?
Oh, yeah.
Those are good.
Yeah. So then that was Friday. Saturday, I knew that we had the viewing party, right? So
oh, yeah.
I was like, I should probably get ready for that. So I brushed my teeth.
I wish it had a video. I wish we almost had a video screen about it.
No. There's
part
no
of
way.
The appeal is that there's not a video screen. You can sit there and be all gross and still talk to people.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm not going to lie. I've been eating a ton.
Yeah, but I also saw that you went for a jog yesterday.
I did. Well, I guilted myself into doing it. I haven't run in such a long time.
Oh my God, me either. I'm so sorry that you had to run yesterday.
But I've been eating so much that I had to do something.
Yeah, me too. I went to Walgreens, okay?
To buy a basketball. Yeah. Do you have a basketball hoop?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyway, so it was Saturday. I brushed my teeth. So that was like, whoo, man, I am exhausted. I brushed my teeth. And so then I drank some more because I am like literally becoming an alcoholic. And I'm not even kidding. Like, it's bad. It's so bad. I'm like, woo! Is it bad to start drinking White Claws at 9?
No.
Well, they don't even taste like alcohol, so
I know, yeah.
It's like a seltzer.
It felt like orange juice.
Yeah.
It was the like the one with the, it was like mandarin orange or something.
Oh, mango. Yeah, crisp and refreshing.
Yeah, it was like breakfast drink.
That's
right?
A great way to wash some eggs down.
Yeah, so then I'm starting to like question myself, like, God, I hate me. Like, you're a drunk girl now. Like, you're trying to be sober in front of your kid. Like, hey, let's play video games.
You're everything you hated.
Yes. So then I'm playing video games with my son, right? And we're doing a driving game, and I'm a little...
Oh, no.
I'm a little, you know, tipsy, so I'm getting kind of seasick while I'm driving.
Are you? Tell me you're in one of those chairs that, like, vibrates every time you take a corner.
So I'm like, hey, buddy, you know what? I don't think Mom wants to play the driving game anymore.
I don't think my stomach can handle it.
By the way, I am proof positive you should not drink and drive. On that game, at one point, I'm on the curb thing, and my car won't get off of the curb.
Oh, no. It's like giving you the warning to turn around.
You're stuck on the median.
Yeah, I'm like, whoo, boy. Yeah, so anyway, so I've become an alcoholic. I've become a... and just a pig, like it's just the fattest chick on the planet, right? No shower, I'm just nasty. So then Sunday, I'm like, okay, you gotta get it together, girl. You are not this girl.
This is a new day.
Sunday is a new day. This is the day of Jesus. And so what would Jesus do, okay? So I was like, okay, Jesus would tell you are a loser. So I'm like, I'm gonna get in the shower, okay? I'm not going to drink because this is bad. And you're going to prove to yourself you're not an alcoholic because if you don't drink and, you know, you're fine with it, then you're not an alcoholic,
right?
You
don't get the shakes or anything.
Isn't that like the rule or something?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I tried that.
How long did that last?
Okay. Just hit that button.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
As long as we're going to play the show of honesty, anybody else go to 2 different liquor stores so you won't be judged?
I've got 2 that I alternate between. Yes. Yes, I do.
I just order everything online.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
And they deliver it?
Oh, heck yeah.
Alcohol?
Yeah.
Really?
See, yeah. I'm too cheap to pay the delivery fee.
Yeah, I am too.
I like this one whiskey from Bob Dylan's distillery, so I just order it from his website.
Okay. Yeah.
Like the wings I ordered the other night during the watch party? $9 service or delivery charge.
Really?
I was like, I'm going out to get them.
Really? Was it? Oh my God. Yeah. So there's 2 different liquor stores in my neighborhood and, and I like it when they go, wow, we haven't seen you in a while. And I'm like, I know.
Makes you feel good about yourself. That's awesome.
It's so bad. Somebody said, hey, I just want you to know, Jamie, you're not alone. I haven't showered for the last 5 days. I actually spilt wine on my sweatpants, and I still warm the next day.
Yes.
That, you are my people.
There's the grungy people we
that
want right
awesome.
There.
Somebody said, I'm so sad. I actually had to shower this morning because I have a Zoom meeting. Oh, that's the worst, isn't it?
You got to look presentable, but I guarantee you that person's not wearing any pants during that whole thing.
That's what they're saying. Yeah. I don't know if that's true, though. I feel like people are wearing pants, just not nice pants. They're sweatpants, okay. Right? All right, let's get to some of the reality. I hate to do this to you because I know we're all having fun, but here is the latest from Colorado.
The health department is reporting 2,307 positive cases, 326 people hospitalized. The virus has now reached 46 counties. 14,470 people have been tested. There have been 47 deaths and 10 outbreaks at residential and non-hospital healthcare facilities.
All right, so I have a question, and maybe y'all can answer this for us at 51059. Here's the deal. So BJ has a cough, right? He doesn't have a fever. He just has a cough. He feels like he doesn't have it, but our boss is like, just, you got to stay home. Just, you know, for the rest of us.
Yeah, just take the safe steps just to make sure and feel it out.
So now, if he does go and get tested today, does anybody know how long it takes for the results?
See, that's what I'm saying, because...
Because how long are we going to have to, you know, wait to find out if he's coming back or not?
I think it's like 2 days, like 48 hours or something. Like,
I don't know. So maybe you can text us at 51059, because I know that they just came out with that one that... it comes back in so many minutes.
Well, Trump said that they just approved one, the FDA did, that comes back in 45 minutes.
Right. And then I saw the company spokesman, and he said we can ship out like 200,000 of these. Well, that doesn't touch anybody.
No,
you know?
It's not going to make a dent in anything.
And they still have to get the machines that actually reads it. And he said that machine is only like 6 pounds, so he can ship those out. But I don't know. I really don't know how long we're going to be without him.
I'm kind of confused on that, too.
Because I'm kind of feeling like... See, I shouldn't do that. Did you see what that guy said?
Oh,
he was.
So
I know.
Bad.
You guys, listen to this. This is horrible. Absolutely horrible. So the guy's name is Alan Merrill, and you might know him from this song. Very nice. Yeah, so he wrote this song, and unfortunately, you guys, he passed away. But here's what he said. So I have to really, like, watch myself, because I just did the fake cough, and that's what he did. He said, I've made a million jokes about the Rona and how it'll actually get you. Boy, do I feel stupid. If anything can come of this, I beg all of you to take it seriously. Money doesn't matter. People are dying. And then he died.
He was only 69.
I know. And then he did what I, you know, like, I feel like...
That's karma.
Oh, don't say that! I just did it! You bastard! What the hell was that? I almost said the F word. That was... Wow. Yeah, that's...
I'm just saying that's so...
No, it's not...
But we've all been doing it, though.
I know, and so, yeah, it's real. Let me read some of these. Boy, I'll tell you what. These are crazy numbers. So, again, BJ is out. He has a cough. He doesn't have a fever. Some people are saying they won't even test you unless you have a fever. Let's see here. Some labs get the results in 7 hours. Let's see here. He can return to work 72 hours. Oh, stop texting. They're all scrolling.
Yeah, now they're blowing us up.
Scrolling. Somebody said it took us 5 days.
Oh.
Yeah. Somebody else said it took 10 days for us to get our results back.
See, there's so many conflicting stories, and I think it depends on the case. And what kind of test you get, obviously.
Rose Hospital is getting results in 24 to 48 hours.
Oh, that's a quick turnaround.
My brother had the test. It came back 2 days later. There's no way they're going to give BJ a test if he doesn't have a high-grade fever. Okay, but let me, in his defense, and I feel like he's fine. Okay? But I'm praying to God. We all are. But, you know, if he doesn't have the fever and all that. But again, I'll tell you that story about that whole family that's sequestered to their house. It's the mom, the dad, and the kids. And all of their symptoms, they were all different. The dad said his wrist hurt.
Yeah, and some people get the body aches. Some people get that eye thing where their eyes swell up and they're a little red.
Right, pink eye, yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if you have to have the fever. But yeah, the one dad, and it freaked me out because my wrist hurt. And he's like, yeah, the only symptom I had, and I can't believe I tested positive, was my wrist was hurting.
Huh. See, that's scary.
Yeah. Some people are saying it's 5 days. Some people are saying 14 days. My God, you guys, we're going to be doing this all by ourselves forever. It's super scary.
All alone.
What? Our captain's not here. What will we do with that? Somebody else said it's definitely 7 days. I had a fever of 103 and they still wouldn't test me.
What?
See, this is so weird.
I feel like if you have a fever and they monitor it, you have to get one.
That's what I think.
Because that's one of the main symptoms right there.
That seems to be the first symptom, right? So many people are texting. By the way, our text is 51059. They won't test me. They won't test me. Somebody said, I work in urgent care and I feel sick and they won't test me. What the hell?
Yeah, you're an essential worker. If you work at an urgent care.
Yeah.
You would think those are the people that get the first test, absolutely, because they're working with other people.
My friend, he also just texted me, and he said, my sister works in the emergency room. She has all the symptoms, and they said, no, we're not testing you.
How?
That's terrifying. Is that she's in the ER working, and they won't test her?
Well, that's not good for BJ.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going to happen here. I don't know. They're only testing people who are urgent enough to be admitted to a hospital. Well, he's not. He was like, see, look, don't you feel, yeah, he's like that. I had a fever, extremely sore throat, was really congested, and I was miserable, and all my bones hurt, and they wouldn't test me. We're seeing a lot of, this is scary. Somebody said, I woke up and my wrist hurt. Great, thanks, James.
You could have slept on it wrong.
You did sleep on it wrong. Okay. I was just telling you what that one guy said. And by the way, that whole family's going to be fine. And that's what we got to remember before y'all freak out. Isn't it like 90% of the people will recover, right?
Yes.
The numbers are absolutely in our favor. It's like 90%. So don't freak out. Everything's going to be fine.
And they say that some people, they have it and they go through it. They won't even know that they had it.
Yes, exactly. Right. So let's see here. Orlando McDaniel, he was a former receiver for the Denver Broncos. He just passed away.
I saw that.
Yeah. I talked about Allen, and again, I'm going to read this because this is terrifying. He said, I've made a million jokes about the Rona and how it'll get you. Boy, do I feel stupid if anything can come of this. I beg of you to take this seriously. Money doesn't matter. People are dying. Ugh, breaks my heart. Let's see here. Who else was there? Oh, Bon Jovi. He says that his son, he's pretty sure that his son has it, and they're going to go get tested today. So, I don't know. This whole thing is, it's really scary. All right. By the way, thanks for watching the Tiger King with all of us. We had a viewing party. Thanks to Schmadil. He organized it Saturday night, and what a blast that was.
It was a great time.
Super fun.
It was so fun.
I thoroughly enjoyed it, just chatting with everyone during it and commenting on like the hair and everything that was going on
the
in that
shirts,
show.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything. It was just hard to watch the show and watch all the comments.
I know, because I was fixated on the comments because I've already seen most of the episodes.
Right, that's the only thing that was a little like, yeah. We've also found out, if you want to play here in a minute, number four, but we also found out that it was all a lie. That he is not a singer. I'm talking about the Tiger King guy. What's his name?
Joe Exotic.
Yeah. We were all duped to believe that he's a big time singer. And here's what he played, and we thought it was him.
Oh, here, kid, kid. Mama's got some treats for you. Oh, here, kid, kid. You can't find this taste in the zoo.
It's like a Milli Vanilli thing.
I am really disappointed by
Me
that
too.
Because the music videos, can we just talk about those?
No.
Those were amazing.
Epic.
Everything was crazy. A woman gets her, I mean, this is a true story. She gets her arm bitten off in the show. We're talking about Tiger King on Netflix. And nobody cares. It is, and she doesn't even care.
No.
I mean, she was in shock, obviously. But later in the show, she comes back and she's like, yeah, I decided to have the rest of the stub just chopped off.
Yeah, they gave me a choice to keep my arm or not, and I just decided not to keep it. Now, and then she was back at work like 5 days later.
Yeah, it's weird. And then what's the guy, he lost both of his legs ziplining?
Oh, that's the zoo manager. I forget his name, though.
I can't remember.
What happened?
Either.
Like, what happened? How do you lose your legs ziplining?
I think the cord snapped, and he fell. He didn't fall all the way, but it was like halfway down. He fell, and then his just landed on his legs, and they both shattered.
I don't need to know this.
I would tell people that my legs got eaten by tigers if I was that guy.
I know.
Well, he said, he's like, everyone thinks that my legs got eaten by tigers. It's not the case. I would have gone with that story because it's more dramatic.
Way cooler.
But I hate to go back to the coronavirus real quick, but I am shocked by how many people are begging to get tested and they won't. And they won't test them.
That's terrifying.
They're like, nobody will test us unless we have to be in the hospital. That's really...
Well, and especially then you're sitting at home and you think you have the symptoms and your mind's going crazy. Like, what? I can't get any help?
Yeah, and I'm so sorry to scare anybody, but it's just really weird that all these people are saying I can't get tested. My 85-year-old mother is really sick, and they said that they won't test her unless she has to go into the ER.
Oh, so sorry.
So that means our numbers are not accurate, no, in my
absolutely.
Opinion. Yeah. So I don't know if BJ will be tested or not. That'll be interesting.
I think he's going to have a tough time. I hate saying that.
I know, but now what do we do if he doesn't? Okay, let's talk about this real quick. So what the hell we do if he doesn't get tested?
This, I guess.
But I mean, but he could have, people are having this for like 20 days.
Yeah.
I don't have enough material to do this.
It's going to be a long haul.
Get him on the phone. Buckle up.
I don't have enough for this. You know what we'll do is like we'll invite everybody to be on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll
special
like,
guests?
Yeah. All these.
Oh, no. We can't do that.
Oh, they can't be in here.
Yeah. We can't have visitors. Well, they put a padlock on the door.
We still got phones.
Oh, yeah. They could call. Oh, yeah. 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 I'm just thinking, like, what are we into here? What's going on? Like, okay. So if he's tested, it might take 10 days. And if he's not tested, then you know him. He's just going to come in and we're going to get infected.
Yes.
And he won't get a rat's ass because you know how he coughs all over the place.
Like a sprinkler.
We got to hire like personal security.
Wow. All right. It is. It's really, man, these texts are, let's see, your patient's not needing hospitalization, need to stay at home. We will not test you. This is coming from a doctor. If you feel like you have the symptoms, just stay at home. We are not testing you unless you absolutely are in dire need.
Yeah, doctors don't want you there at all.
I thought you were supposed to call ahead first.
I think you are, but you also have to, I heard a doctor's note too.
Hey, Schmidel, somebody else passed away and I forgot who it was. And
Joe Diffie.
And what did he do?
He's a country singer.
And he passed away too?
Yes, he did.
And he just announced he got it on Friday and then he died
Holy
yesterday, right?
Yeah. Crap, very really? Fast.
Yeah.
He just got it on Friday?
Yeah. Or he just tested positive on Friday.
Oh my God, this is terrifying. All right. Anyway, I don't want to bring y'all down. By the way, this will make you sad too, is that damn Amazon, they're going to go, where is it in Long Island? Amazon is going to go on strike this morning in Long Island because they
really?
Yeah, they said they're really, 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 really mad because there's two people at their facilities that have tested positive and Amazon is still making them work right by each other, sorting packages. So they are walking out this morning. That's a
can't
shame.
Say I blame them.
Holy crap, that just scared me. Those people on the roof. Do you see them?
No.
Oh, it's like, oh my God, are they snipers? They're not. They're just people checking the heating and air. It's fine.
Washing windows right
I'm
now?
I'm telling you, I'm like so paranoid about everything. All right, there you go. Tableau Trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, I just wanted to, oh, by the way, it's BJ and Jamie. Let me just tell you again, because I forget some people are just tuning in. BJ is out. He has a little bit of a cough, and I don't know if he's getting, I don't really know where it stands, but we did ask everybody how long it takes to get a test and get the results. A lot of people aren't even being tested, and then others are saying it takes 7 days. So I don't know what the hell we're going to do. Okay. I
just, and we're just being cautious, telling BJ just to relax.
And he seems to be doing it just fine.
I think he's on nap 5 so far today.
Probably. You know, I have to tell you, when my alarm went off this morning, I was just like, I hate him. I did. I was like, he just gets to sleep in. It's not fair. All right. Anyway, I wanted to tell you, this is cool. I just saw this. So tomorrow, and I'll remind you again tomorrow, Taco Bell is giving away every person in America, so they say, or until supplies last, Doritos Loco Taco.
Ooh.
Yeah. And no purchase necessary, which is kind of interesting. It says all you have to do is come through the drive-thru and just say you want your free taco and you pull up and they'll give you a free taco.
Oh, I'm definitely hitting that
up.
I
know, right? Isn't that cool? I've never even tried those Dorito ones.
Oh, you haven't?
Never.
They're Mm-mm. so good.
Are they really? Okay.
You might get addicted to them, though.
I'll try it. Well, at this point, I have given up. Remember, my sweatpants don't even have the string in them and they fit.
Hey, the only thing that matters is that you're comfy, okay?
That was a bad day. You know how, like, that meme was going around and says, try on your jeans, you know, just to see how it's going? Well, I put on those sweatpants without the string, and I was like, yep, not going too well. This is not going well. But oh, my God, I got to tell you. So the other thing that happened yesterday is my sister sent a picture, and my sister doesn't drink, so it wasn't alcohol-related. Obviously doesn't do drugs or anything like that. She's a good Christian girl from back home. And she sent me a picture. She cut her own bangs. Oh, here, let me show you. Oh my God, let me show
did
you.
It go well? I'm guessing it didn't go well.
Oh my God. So it's, hold on, let me show you. This is, I tried to be supportive. And I was just like, oh, look, I said, at least you don't have to go anywhere. She wrote a lot. Hold on, let me scroll. I'm like, well, at least you don't have to go anywhere and they'll get better and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
They'll get better? Yeah, that's what you love.
Oh, look at this.
Oh! It like dips, it's like a point. It's like a point.
Oh my God.
It's like a widow's peak with bangs.
It is. Oh man. I go, what were you doing? And she's like, I don't know. I just felt like I could cut him. And I'm like, you couldn't.
She was sober?
Oh yeah, she doesn't drink at all. Yeah, no, no.
Wow.
No, she's like, we are like, I'm the black sheep, okay? My sister loves Jesus. Like nobody's business. No, like here I am, like I post memes of like, you know, White Claw just all scattered around your sweatpants. My sister's like doing Jesus quotes. I don't know how we are the same, you know, from the same home, but we are. Yeah, those are, yeah. I think a lot of people are doing this right now, though.
Oh, yeah. It went viral last week. A couple of people started posting their bad haircuts.
Right.
One guy literally put a bowl on his head and just chopped around it.
He did not.
Oh, yeah.
He did?
A total bowl cut.
Oh, my God.
Hilarious.
I'm telling you, I don't know what's going to happen because, okay, so my hair's not always this blonde, but when all of us start growing out our roots, oh, my God, it's going to be bad.
Can you imagine the salons?
No.
They're going to be booked like years in advance.
Yeah, exactly. They are. You're right.
Once we're all lifted.
We should all make our appointments now.
No joke.
They're going to be swamped. Another thing I saw, and just to get in on the Doritos deal, but the airlines, and I don't know if this is true or not, and Shmadel, maybe you can look at it, but I saw a story this morning, and it said that because airlines are in such dire straits, that they're offering $16 one-way fares for the summer.
Shut up. To where?
Well, like, for example, they posted Baltimore to L.A. is $14 on Sprint or Spirit or whatever. Spirit. Baltimore to L.A. is $14. They said U.S. Airlines is offering $16 one-way fares for early summer.
Looks like American Airlines offering tickets as low as $16.
Really?
Yeah, you can go from Miami to Los Angeles for $16.
Across the country?
Yeah.
Why are they doing that? It seems like we'll all want to fly when it's, you know, when it's better and they could charge full fare because we're all going to want to get out of town.
People are want, go on vacations, just get out of the house, just go to Vegas for the weekend, whatever.
Yeah, that's shocking. So I just wanted to tell you, go online, you guys, and check out any flights if you want to go back home, all that stuff. It says, again, it's early summer. Let's see here. We've seen a lot of fares. American fares between Miami and Los Angeles are the most ridiculous I've seen ever. One-way tickets, Miami, L.A., $16. That's right. You could fly round trip coast to coast, not cost to cost, for $32.
Dang. That's crazy.
I know.
And they said if you want to do first class, it's only three times as much. So that's $42.
So for anybody that's never flown first class, y'all should book it because it is amazing.
Seriously, I'm doing that right now. Yeah. First class to Vegas. First weekend, we're off.
No kidding. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about puzzles. What in the hell? And you all are fighting over them.
I hate puzzle people.
Puzzle people are a very, very odd breed, aren't they?
Yes.
All right, when we come back.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, it is BJ and Jamie. And if you haven't heard, BJ is not here this morning. And we don't know when he's coming back because, I don't know, he has a dry cough. He wanted to be here. He's not very happy. But the boss say, what's that? They use official words. Out of an abundance of caution.
Yeah.
We are not allowing BJ in the building until we figure out what's going on with
him. Yeah, because if he has it, then we'll all get it.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, he sounds like hell. And he got mad that I said he sounded phlegmy.
He did not sound good this morning at all.
Right? No, I know. So we're just going to wait and see. And so a little prayer. I'm sure it's all going to be fine. But in the meantime, let's talk about all you psycho people with the puzzles, okay? I don't know what this thing is. My friend posted, oh my God. He works at Walmart, and he said they were fighting over puzzles at Walmart. Why is it that when we all decide that something is a thing,
everybody goes after it?
What is that? Like, what is that?
It happened with the toilet paper, it happened with pasta, and now puzzles.
Yes, exactly. Because I told you I didn't believe you about the pasta. Dude, I went in there, and there wasn't a pasta. Nowhere.
It's a thing. And if you want pasta sauce, the only pasta sauce you can get is with mushrooms.
Yeah.
Who wants that?
And I saw the vodka one.
Yeah.
I saw
the
vodka. But my girlfriend, I'll go back to puzzles in a minute, but my girlfriend did say that you can find pasta on Amazon, but it's the penis shaped ones.
Oh, they have a plethora of those. goes on. That makes sense.
She said that's the only pastas available. And you know what I'm talking about, right? The little penis-shaped pastas.
You got a little twigs and berries.
I mean, I guess we'll eat those.
I mean, it's pasta, right? It's still...
Yeah,
still
I know.
Thing.
But I mean, me, I'm used to it. You, not so much. Right?
You don't want to feed those to your kids.
No, that would be weird. No,
those aren't the Cheerios they want.
Those aren't wieners. It's fine, little boy. All right, anyway. So yeah, let's talk about these puzzles. All of a sudden, everybody's hoarding them. All of a sudden, everybody's going to town on buying them. And it's like nothing I've ever seen. What is puzzles? I don't even get it. I hate puzzles.
I do too. And my wife loves them.
Do you guys have one going?
She has one constantly going. She finished a 2,000 piece one in one day. And I'm like, you need to get a life.
Oh, holy crap.
2,000 pieces in one day?
She's got a lot of time on her hands.
Good. Do you guys even talk or like?
I sit in my office basically, or I'll be doing like yesterday. I fertilized the lawn.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
You got to get it. It's springtime.
Right.
But she spent all day doing that puzzle. And then I'll walk in, she'd be like, I finished that 2,000 piece puzzle. I'm like, it's only been like an hour and a half. And she's like, are you proud of me?
She wants accolades. Like,
yes.
Oh my God.
Why don't you frame it? At least she doesn't frame them, because you know those people that frame
with
them?
With the puzzle glue. Yeah. But I did think that maybe this time it's okay. Like if you do a big puzzle as a family and it's, you know, something funny or whatever, and get the puzzle glue and you'll always remember it's the Corona puzzle.
That is cool. Yeah.
You know, like you put it in your basement, you'll be like, remember back then when we were all stuck inside? And your mom was an alcoholic. And she, you know, because maybe that would be nice. I don't know. But here's the thing. I went to go see if they had puzzles because I was like, okay, I'll go ahead and get it because we all follow. And there wasn't any. I can't find them anywhere. Have you guys seen them anywhere?
No, me and my girlfriend went to Target on Friday night.
Too.
Yeah, and there was one puzzle, and it was crappy one, too.
It was like a 500-piece one, like a little kid one.
Yeah, it wasn't even good.
Yeah, we saw one at Walgreens, and it was like 8 pieces, and it was like Dora the Explorer.
The jumbo ones.
Yeah, so that was no good. I don't get it, but I do, and maybe it's just me, but when I see my friends posting pictures of puzzles on Facebook, it gives me anxiety. It totally, I don't know why I want them to finish it. I can't stand it. Like, finish it. Like, I don't know what it is, but I just like to do, and then the people that do them wrong, you know there's a certain way to do them, right?
Oh,
what do you mean?
How?
You don't know how to do a puzzle?
Well, I know how my wife does it. I always just assumed that was the right way to do it.
You have to do all the edging
first.
Right?
Yes, that's what she does.
Yeah, the border.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, that's how, there are people out there that don't do it.
They do inside out?
Oh my God.
They just
God.
Do it random. Like they just start on an area and I'm like, wait, you don't have your border. That's not okay.
You need to keep all the pieces
and guidelines.
Yeah, that is just weird. So what we did, and so this is really mean and my kid hates my guts and it's fine. So I got all, you guys probably saw it on Facebook. I got all the socks in our whole house, like all the socks, because we just have like this huge thing of socks and then you go and get them as you need them. If they're just clean socks in a spare bedroom.
Are they all, do you match them up or are they all mismatched?
No, they're all mismatched.
Okay.
But we wear them matching. But you just go in the sock room. You know, some people have like a gift wrapping station. The really rich people. I have a sock room. That's how wealthy I am. I have a clean sock room. So it's just been a thing with my kid and I. You go into the sock room, you get yourself a couple. It takes a while. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, we gotta sift through all those mismatched socks.
So I said the other day, I go, listen, you don't want to do puzzles. I hate puzzles. I was like, okay, fine. But I'm like, all these families are doing really cool like family stuff together and we're not. Like you're on Xbox. Mom's watching 90 Day Fiance. I'm like, we need to be like family, do family stuff. And he's like, oh my God, Mom, no, we don't. We're fine. I'm like, you're so dude. So I said, come downstairs. I got an idea. So I dumped all the puzzles all the socks in the living room, all of them.
Just in a big heap?
Just in a, you'll see it on Facebook, just a huge thing. And I said, this is our family puzzle. And he goes, what? I go, this is our family puzzle. I am sick of the sock room. And so instead of having a sock room, we're going to put all these together. And I said, there's no pressure because I don't know why I have to worry about having a pressure with a kid, right? I'm like, when you come downstairs to get a Capri Sun, just put a couple together and then just throw them in the corner.
Oh, you chip away at it all the time?
Yeah, you just chip away. It's like a thing, like you do puzzles. Yeah. So there must be 500 socks. He's folded two pair. since Saturday. Two pair.
Super busy.
Super busy. No, you know what he told me? He said, I don't want to do anything where I like might break an ankle or a wrist or something because I don't want to have to go to the ER. I'm like, how can you? You're not going to do anything. It's socks.
Folding socks is going to have you trip and fall.
Don't you have to go to your dad's? Oh my God, that's so rude.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Happy Monday morning to everybody. A couple things I wanted to tell you. First of all, apparently Amazon in Rhode Island, Staten Island, somewhere island.
I think Long Island, you said?
Long. Was it? I don't know. Anyway, they are going to strike this morning. That's what they're threatening because they say that they've had two positive cases of coronavirus and Amazon is making them stay close together and work together. And so they said it's not fair. Also, Instacart is supposedly going to strike this morning. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't. But if that happens, it's going to be huge.
Oh, my God. Well, Instacart announced over the weekend that they were going to hire. Listen to this. I even had to double check it to make sure I was right about the number. Instacart said that they're going to hire 300,000 employees. I swear to God, I read that.
300,000?
That's what it said. I swear it did. 300,000. I even double checked. Don't make me like second guess it because I double checked because I was like, that's crazy. In the next 3 months. I'm like, hopefully in 3 months it's all going to be over, right? Was it like 30?
You would hope so.
Schmidella, you find
it says 300,000.
Okay, good.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got a little sweaty.
That's a lot of jobs right there.
Yeah. And in the next 3 months. I mean, why wouldn't it be over by 3 months?
Keep those fingers crossed.
Anyway, so Instacart is supposedly striking this morning the employees that they have now because they're saying they don't have hand sanitizer, that they're being run to the bone, basically, that they don't get a tip. So they want 10% of the total added for a tip, guaranteed. They want hand sanitizer. They also want to be able just to leave people's groceries at their front step so they don't have to have contact with people.
Yeah, no contact delivery, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see what happens. Are they striking everywhere?
I just see that they're striking in Staten Island, New York right now, but it is both Amazon and Instacart, like you were saying.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wow.
I cannot get an Instacart delivery to save my life. I even stayed up until midnight, like the one person told me to do. I mean, I don't need any now. I meant last week when I didn't have any groceries. Now I have tons.
But, yeah, you kept going through the process, right?
Yeah, and you'd go all the way through it, and then it'd be like, sorry, folks. But there's no time available. I just spent an hour ordering. It's fine. There's no reason to get upset.
No, you think they would give you a heads up on that.
No reason to get upset. It's fine. This just handed to me. Look, I can do it and not get yelled at. BJ's not here. All right, anyway. Netanyahu, he has self-quarantined. I guess his aide has tested positive for the coronavirus. So Netanyahu, as an abundance of caution, he is self-quarantined. Because that's pretty, I guess he's been around this aide of his that helps him out. And so he's self-quarantined. Donald Trump, I thought this was interesting in the midst of all this drama. But Donald Trump just cracks me up anyway. In the midst of all this drama, yesterday he said, listen, I just heard that Harry and Meghan have left the kingdom and would reside. I thought they were going to reside permanently in Canada, but now I heard that they just left Canada for the United States. Let it be known that the U.S. will not pay for their security protection. They must pay.
Just thought he'd throw that out there.
I know, what's that?
Like, he put full support behind the Queen, too. He's with them.
He did say that. He goes, I like the Queen. I like all of them. They're really cool. But he's like, I won't pay. I'm like, okay. Yeah, and by the way, how did Meghan and Harry get over here? I thought the borders were closed from Canada.
I thought they were, too.
Yeah, didn't we close those? Fidel, we closed those, didn't we?
I think so.
But they probably didn't. They probably didn't drive, right? They probably took a private jet and flew, I would imagine.
No.
You're not going to have them.
They loaded up the station wagon and they drove here, okay? With a U-Haul.
With a U-Haul. Rent for $20 right. A day.
Or they just took a U-Haul with Mama's Attic. Remember that? Had that little overhang. Yeah. I love that area.
You could fit one body up there to sleep.
Yeah, so that's where they drove. And okay. Anyway, Donald Trump announced yesterday, again, in the middle of all this, he's like, I'm not going to pay. Okay.
Just want to throw this out there.
I just thought it was weird timing.
But it is.
There's a lot of stuff that's weird timing. I also wanted to get everybody's take on this. Okay, so I rented 1917.
Did you?
I thought it was horrible.
What? I haven't seen
it
yet.
I thought it was so good.
Dude, it is nothing but a GoPro on a helmet.
That's why I liked it, because it's all shot like it's one continuous scene.
Yeah, I know, but it's like an army dude just wearing a GoPro.
I thought it was amazing.
You did?
Yeah. See, I was very compelled
I think
by
we
it.
Were told that it's amazing, so we have to think it's amazing. It sucks.
People were comparing it to Saving Private Ryan.
No, they're wrong.
I loved it. I don't know what else
Are
to say.
Are you sure you didn't have it in your head that you're supposed to love it?
Yeah.
No,
I didn't have any expectations.
Do you know why you love it? Is because it's from a gaming perspective. It's like that first person.
Yeah.
That's why you love it, because you love playing video games like that, right?
You Maybe might be right, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I was just so disappointed. My son loved it, and I was like, ugh. And he's like, Mom, it's so good. I'm like,
I guarantee you that's why, because it's that first-person shooter kind of.
Yeah, and it's got all the action, and you get to see
it. It literally is a guy, not to be spoiler alert, but here I go. He wears a helmet with a GoPro in 1917, and he just walks through trenches. Like, for hours, they're just walking through trenches.
A lot of walking.
So much walking. It's like, why are we walking so much?
Walking so much.
Makes you tired. There's so much walking.
I was totally disappointed, but I know I'm not allowed to say it because everybody loved it. But I
just thought it did a really good job of conveying like the real aspects of war. Like, people, everyone's dying.
No,
it's just
didn't.
Brutal.
Listen.
Hold on. How do you know what's real in war? How would you know what that feels like?
I've never been there, but.
And for the best line ever, it was Carson this morning.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, no, that was right. Yeah. I just thought, like, for example, at the beginning when they didn't have anything to eat, why weren't they starving later? Nobody even pointed that out. They should have been starving and like falling over because they didn't have any food. And then they never mentioned how hungry they were later.
They didn't eat during the entire movie?
No. At the beginning, they said they were starving. And then they went through the whole damn movie and never ate. What was that?
I didn't even recognize
you
that
didn't?
That happened.
Oh,
no.
I remember being hungry and the guy had like that little piece of bread. And he's like, oh, do you want anything? He's like, no, not yet. I'm starving. Me too. And then they didn't eat. Like, they didn't go to Denny's or anything.
Denny's.
It was so in it. Sorry, if you loved it, that's
horrible.
Somebody said I got motion sickness from it. That's true, because if you drink the White Claw, you get motion sickness watching
You
that.
Have about seven White Claws. You're not having a good time on that
no,
one.
No, no, no. The other thing I wanted to tell you, everybody's worried about this. So Elon Musk, I guess he just unfriended, unfollowed, and everything. The baby mama, the girl that's knocked up with his baby, he unfollowed her on social media. Her name is like Grimes or something. Yeah. And they say that he unfollowed her all over social media. So what do you think is going to happen?
That's when you know it's real.
Mm-hmm. It is when you know it's real.
That's when life is getting real right there.
When you unfollow and block. What do you find in there, Schmidil? What does it say?
It says Tesla Elon Musk has unfollowed Grimes on Twitter for no obvious reason, prompting tongue-in-cheek speculation about a breakup.
Mm-hmm. It is when it's real. That's when it's real. So anyway, I guess she's pregnant, and they're supposed to be having a baby together, and that's adorable. How many kids does he have now? And how many babies?
He's got at
I think
least
that
a
would
couple.
Be six when she gives
Whoa,
birth.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
It's a lot. Good thing he has all that money.
Yeah, but does he anymore? I'm telling you.
That's true.
It's like his stock is, he'll be fine. All right, so that's number one. Number two is, I think this is so weird that... Oh, what's the Jack, Amber Heard and
Johnny Depp?
Johnny Depp.
Yes!
Jack. She threw me off with the Jack. Yeah. I was like, wait, hold on.
Anyway, so I guess they are going forward with their $50 million lawsuit. So he is suing her for slander. And the judge yesterday or Friday agreed that, they can go ahead and go through it. Johnny Depp, says that she slammed him and he's suing her for $50 million. This just doesn't seem to be the appropriate time, does it?
No.
You know, to go through a lawsuit like that? That's just me, maybe.
But those two, they're so hostile towards each other and toxic.
I think they love each other.
You think that's why?
I think so. I mean, you don't put this much effort into somebody you don't love.
It's a lot of passion.
That is, right?
You might have a point there.
Because they have so much hate. That what is that fine line between love and hate? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I think that they actually just are obsessed with each other. Because you don't go after somebody this much. You just go, okay, bye. You know?
Watch, after this whole lawsuit, they're going to wind up together.
I know.
Trade wreck.
Can somebody please tell Jamie to stop talking? Well, now, if I stop talking...
Yeah, you're going to be left with me and Schmidl.
I mean, I can give you that moment, and they can just go ahead and go, it's fine, but I don't know. Bastards. All right, this bothers me, too, talk about timing. And this, again, is just my personal opinion, but I feel like it's weird to kind of make money off of the coronavirus. And I guess Pitbull is releasing a song, like kind of like the We Are the World. I don't know. It just feels kind of cheesy to me. He hasn't really done much lately. His last album kind of failed. And this feels a little desperate to me. Here's Pitbull.
Stereo Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, better said, Mr. Worldwide, reporting live from the rooftop of Slam. If there's any time to check in for the world, it's right now. Now is when we take fear, and it's not forget everything and run. No, it's face everything and rise. And I want to give that to everybody in the world right now. I say, now's when we gotta stick together, we gotta fight hard. I believe, stay with me. Show how powerful it is when we come together. And this right here is a world anthem called I Believe That We Will Win.
What are we winning? The fight against coronavirus?
I guess. Think so.
Okay.
That's weird.
It just feels odd.
And it makes you like, that's more like a workout anthem.
Yeah. It's like he's trying to get you hyped up to go play an NFL game.
Like, I want to go run a marathon after hearing that. I'm not talking about fighting the coronavirus.
Yeah, right? By the way, I do have to give props. My son said to me, he goes, I have a lot of time with my son right now. He said to me, so I hate to be Catholic, like, oh my God. He said, Mom, do you feel weird about this? Or is there anything making you uneasy? And I said, why are you? And he's like, I don't know. It just, everybody says it feels weird. And I go, he's like, are you shocked about anything? And I said, to be honest with you, the thing I'm most shocked about is how everybody's following the order. Yeah. I said, it just makes me so proud of everybody in Colorado, except for, you know, the snowboarders and stuff. But I'm like, it's just amazing to me. I said, I didn't think that everybody would follow it like this. So that's pretty amazing.
I would have to agree with that. When we went to the grocery store yesterday, and my wife and I were just, it was 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
We saw like maybe three cars on the way to the grocery store. Now, granted, the parking lot was a little bit packed.
Right, yeah.
But for the most part, no one's out driving around.
No, and no downtown and all that stuff. I don't know. So that's what really amazes me. I didn't think by any means anybody would follow it. But even the Denver Police Department is thanking everybody, saying, I can't believe that y'all are doing this, and we really appreciate it. So that's pretty cool. Whereas in Southern Illinois, where I'm from, my sister was telling me that they might have to get the National Guard because nobody's following directions.
Oh, man.
Back at home.
Well, you said because a lot of old school people live there.
Oh, my God. Well, they're coal miners and farmers and, you know, like, just get old boys.
They're hardcore.
Yeah. And so they're not following. And they're going to bring in the National Guard.
That's wild.
I know. It's crazy. All right. Anyway, we're going to wrap this up. But when we come back, I have to tell you this. Women across America are falling in love with a man. You won't even believe it.
What?
Everybody loves this man. Do you have any guesses? Any guesses? Like, they love him. Like, they want to sleep with him. Like,
I think I know.
Okay.
The guy that got his teeth replaced from Tiger King?
Yes, that's it. All right, when we come back.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, yeah. BJ and Jamie. And by the way, just again, how long am I going to have to say this? BJ's not here. He had a cough over the weekend. He was talking to the boss. The boss was like, I don't like the sound of that. And I think you should stay home. BJ's like, I'm fine. And he's like, I don't think you're fine. You can't come in. So we have no idea where this is at now. Hopefully, he'll just feel better and he'll come back tomorrow. I don't know.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get an update later today.
But then, you know, obviously, like, his wife's like, you need to be tested because that's what wives do. So I have no idea. We're all in the blind. We'll find out more today and we'll see where it goes. But that's what's going on. BJ's fine. Well, he's not fine. He has a cough and he doesn't sound so good at all. But he's phlegmy, so I don't know even anymore what the symptoms are.
Yeah, because they're saying that a dry cough is a bad thing, but then he, like you said, he's phlegmy.
He's really phlegmy. Like, and he doesn't have a fever. And that's a big thing, too. So I don't know. Another thing I want to warn y'all about before we go, and that is that there's a bunch of people impersonating the police. So we talked about earlier this morning, but if you're just waking up, because some of you are just now waking up and I hate you. There's a bunch of cops, or no, they're not real cops. They're fake people. Here, I'll just let them tell you the story.
Men in reflective vests wave drivers off the road, funneling them into a roadblock on the west end of Greeley. Detectives say the men were impersonating police and threatened the drivers with a COVID-19 citation for being out on the road. At that same time in Erie, Colorado, a woman saw flashing lights in her rearview mirror. The man was posing as a police officer and told the woman to return home due to Colorado's stay-at-home order. The man then reportedly followed her to her home before leaving the area. Erie PD says this was not their officer. Then last week in Aurora, a woman was pulled over by a vehicle with red and blue flashing lights, and she too was questioned for being out.
He did ask her for her driver's license, and she gave it to him, and then he gave it back and just told her she was free to leave.
Aurora police say it's important to note they are not pulling random cars over to question drivers about where they're going. They're also not demanding drivers provide proof that they're an essential employee.
Follow your senses to keep yourself safe.
So creepy.
So crazy, right? So just be careful. And like they said, you know, go to a public area if you think that car looks weird, and then call 911 and they'll know who's pulling you over if they are, in fact. Yeah. Why would you do this? I don't even get it. It's just so there's no point.
But like you said, they're asking for their driver's license. They're taking down their address. That one guy followed that girl home.
I know. I just do we really need this crap right now? Why am I yelling? Oh, and then I just wanted to end this and tell you the person that everybody is falling in love with, women, supposedly. And now listen, I just report this stuff. Is that Dr. Fauci?
Dr. Fauci.
Is it Fauci or Fauci?
I think it's Fauci.
Fauci.
I like Fauci.
I like Fauci too.
I like Fauci. Dr. Fauci. Everybody, all these women, I guess, are in love with him. He's becoming a sex symbol. Is that crazy?
That's so funny.
Oh my God.
He always looks tired.
He does look tired. He always looks like he has like the virus to me because he's exhausted. And did you know that didn't you say Schmidelli runs every day or something?
He runs for an hour every day.
God. After those he
doctors.
Works all day,
yeah.
And he stands behind Trump going, oh my God, what is happening? Yeah, so it says that women are falling in love with him. He has like this fan base, and all these women are loving him.
Well, you know, bakeries, they're putting his face on donuts now.
I saw that too.
That's epic.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, we're going to wrap this show up. Do you want to play that little thing here? Yeah,
I know. Oh, we're doing that now?
Yeah, it's going to be my okay, the hell out of here. I think we did it. Hey, by the way, great job.
Thank you.
I really mean it, because I know we're not used to this, and so it's always funky when you know somebody's missing, so I really appreciate you guys. Great job.
This is gonna be loud.
To Carson and Shredil, great job.
Great job to you, Jamie.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Carried the show.
Yeah.
You're the star.
Your back must hurt right now.
Yeah.
I don't know how that went, really. All right, we're out of here. Everybody have a great day. Be safe, stay at home. Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.